Good morning. Happy Father's Day to you who are fathers. But again, as always, so as we've said before, when Jesus said, call no man father, he didn't mean priests. He meant the guys who are fathers, huh? That's why I've loved a couple times I've done it here when there's, you know, a couple I'm baptizing their child, and I start off with the thing like if I know them, because we don't want to kill and scare everybody away from the church. And I always say, now we all know here that Joe is not the father of this child, huh? And everybody goes, oh, we knew it, we knew it. And then the bride gets all red-faced, like, oh my, oh my. But it's the truth that the father of all of us is God the Father. That's what we believe. And so today we need to honor him. And so we want to focus today on the second reading, and it says, while we're still in the body, we aspire to do what? The second reading today. We aspire to please him. That was the word. We aspire to please him, huh? We aspire to please him. That what we need to do is we need to be people who are seeking to prove our love to the Father by wanting to please him every day, huh? Now again, it's a different reality, because sometimes we want God to please us, right? Hey God, this is what I need. Please me, help me, take care of me, da-da-da. Yesterday I was up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I'm flying back, and I was supposed to miss my flight to Pittsburgh, but the pilot, we were 2 hours late from Vancouver, was also the pilot who was supposed to fly us into Pittsburgh, so I made it. It was quite interesting. But anyway, so I'm up there, I'm in the first seat, and I'm on my first seat, and you go up, and I usually start falling asleep as soon as I get in the plane anymore. But as soon as we go up, and this guy's next to me, and we're about 5 minutes up, and bang, we hear. I almost had to go to the bathroom. That was pretty good. Because I thought we hit a mountain. You know, I thought it was so hard and we fell, and I thought, oh, here we go. And I just love flying. But I was asking the Lord to please me at that very moment, you know. Lord, keep this plane up. So my prayer became about me. And that isn't that rare, huh? I don't know about you, but a lot of time, the prayers when I pray are about me. And that's not about me pleasing my father, huh? It's not about pleasing dad. And that's when I got to sit there and I really start thinking, you know, why? And it's all, you know, because we're all like that. We all want to be taken care of. Of course, of course. But God, we want to be living a life of pleasing the Father. You know, also I was up there, I spoke to priests. And it was the first time I've been heckled by priests. There was one priest, here I am preaching right here, and they're all at tables, and the priest in front of me did not like me at all and made it known as soon as I start talking. I mean, I wasn't even 3 minutes into my talk, and he started. Do we have to listen to this all day? And I said it right out loud, you know. And so, and then I'd go on, and he's like, am I going to get a chance to rebuff you? And that, like this. And I said, oh, yes, you are, Father. Me and you will deal with this afterwards. So all the other priests are kind of embarrassed now because, you know, but I wasn't going to just let it. But I'm sitting there at the end. It worked because I said, you do know, Father, we have the same personality. He goes, we do not. And I said, oh, yes, we do. And everybody around said, oh, yes, they do. You could tell. But the reality is, after I was done, I thought, did I really want to please the Father there? And in my heart of hearts, I was, because what I was saying was truth. And I was saying it because when you're with priests, you got to be funny. You can't just say things because they get mad. So if I wasn't funny and I didn't deal with this guy, it had been worse. But I had to make sure that when I was speaking, when I spoke to the men that night, when I spoke to the priests, when I speak to you, I speak to please the Father. That I do what he wants. So at the end of it, I hear, well done, instead of, did you have to open your mouth again, Richards? But the reality is that why we do everything we do? Do you sit there and go to work every day, or do you go and come to church, or do you take care of your family, or do you reach out to the poor, not so you can get something back, not so you can feel good inside, but do you and I do what we do because this is what the Father wants of us, and I just want to please him? I was thinking, if I could just wake up every day and really inside, you know, I fall on my knees, give my life to God, and I go through the ritual of that, but I just thought, if I had the desire in my heart that the only thing I ever wanted to do in my whole life was to aspire to please him in everything I do. With my thoughts, to really think about it, not just hope I please him as I'm doing what I want to do, but to really desire, I want to please you, Father, in everything I do. And when we sit there and when we start having that hope in our heart, our desire in our heart, our aspiration that I please him, then my life is going to look a little bit different than it normally looks. My prayer life is going to look a little bit different than it normally looks. And as we hear in the gospel in the first reading, the fruit of my life is going to change. Huh? The fruit of my life will start to change. So again, briefly, just think of the three things. First, do I have the intention every day to please the Father? Is that really my intention? Or is it really asking God to please me and take care of me and all my needs and all my desires? Or do I exist to please, do I aspire to please the Father while I'm still on here, on this earth? Today, of course, is Father's Day. And as I tweeted this morning, I said, today on Father's Day, desire to please him. Prove you love God. Prove you love God by pleasing him today. To prove that he's our Father. To prove that. Let's prove it. But not just today on Father's Day, but every day. So first, do I have the intention explicitly every day to please the Father? To do the Father's will is another way of saying it. Second, in my prayer life, am I praying to please the Father? When I go to pray, again, as I was jumping on the plane, do I in my heart have this heart of gratefulness afterwards? Now, when I did get to Pittsburgh, I was very grateful. Almost all the way up when I said my rosary and Divine Mercy, it was all in thanksgiving. But it was in thanksgiving because he got me out of something. It wasn't in thanksgiving just because I love him. Huh? Even my thanksgiving was about me instead of him. I wasn't praying there and doing that to aspire just to please him. So when we pray, is part of our prayer anyway just about pleasing him, telling him we love him, grateful for loving him just for who he is, not for what he does for us? And then, so when we have the intention to desire to please the Father, and then we have when our prayer life, it's not just about me, but it's about telling him that we love him. Again, it'd be interesting to think, when the last time you prayed, did you say in your prayer, because you just say, holy cow, did you just say in your prayers that, Father, I love you? Does it ever make your prayer, Father, I love you? That's what needs to happen, is that we do this and we tell God that we love him too. And then finally, we can do that by the fruit of our lives, huh? And again, I think that the fruit in our lives is constantly changing. We were talking up with the priest again. I say, again, if we're not growing, we're dying. And so we got to be changing. And I says, you know, in my life, just in the last month, the Lord's been working on me with certain things. And so I've been purposely focusing, trying as best I can, and not always perfectly, but to be changing that so that the fruit of my life is more in what most people see of me and not just what a few people see of me, that my fruit must start to change. And so again, it's important for us too to really think sometimes about what does the fruit of my life look like? Because sometimes we have an image of what the fruit of our life looks like, you know, we're this perfect person. That's what we all think, right? And then we sit there and we deal with our husband or wives, or we deal with our parents, or we deal with someone else, and they give us feedback that isn't that way. And then usually we either do one of two things. We ignore it, or we say, well, they didn't know what they were talking about. Instead of like, ooh, they're right. I got to change my fruit. And again, it's a process for all of us. None of us here are perfect or you'd be dead, right? So as long as you're alive, he has something he wants you to change in your life. And so the fruit's going to change. But I really think instead of just trying to work on it just ourselves, we do it to please the Father. Because the Father wants me to be different than I am. But he's patient with me, as I am, but he's calling me to grow so I can be more a son who pleases my dad. So today, as we focus on Father's Day, let's focus on our true Father in heaven. And let us desire each day to please him. In our prayer, let's tell him that we love him just for his sake. And let's change in our lives what needs to change so that we can please our Father every day. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen.